1380 KRKO Sports and more in the morning with Burns and Hunter. We got temperatures around 70 degrees today. Cloudy is our forecast. And look who's here. It's Debbie Deutsch.
Good morning. Hey, we have some of those usual slow areas around the Renton S curves. And again at Factoria along 405 as you go south. Southbound traffic, much, much better. And that's your 1380 KRKO Around the Sound traffic update. I'm Debbie Deutsch.
Hey, we're back on the air and we're doing this and having fun. And Debbie, Scott and I were on the air within the last several years, but you basically have been banned from radio for what, a couple of decades? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Thank you so much for reminding everyone.
Well, no, we missed you is what I'm saying.
The last time I saw Debbie was 30 some many years ago.
And I was taller too, wasn't I?
You were a lot taller. What happened? Did you take your shoes off?
I must have. I don't know. But I am a professional storyteller now.
Okay.
Really? Oh, good.
So I tell stories in libraries and bookstores and at events and at the Pacific Science Center and the Seattle Aquarium. So much fun.
Are you asked to do this or do you just walk into a library and say, hey kids, once upon a time?
I force myself on them. No, you're right. I am hired through the Seattle Storytellers Guild.
There's a guild?
There's a guild of storytellers.
You guys aren't threatening to strike or anything, are you?
Get together and talk and tell stories.
Oh, wow.
So what kind of stories? Scary ones, happy ones,
sad ones? All kinds.
Can you tell short ones? Do you have a short story?
Not short enough.
Do you have a book and is there like a big chair that with a big high back chair and gathers around you and then
Says,
once upon a time.
Sort of.
Yes.
But I have a lot of audience participation, so lots of fun. And I draw stories, and then as I draw, the story appears on the drawing board.
It's kind of like Pictionary for morons. You know, you don't have to guess. I'm just going to tell you what this is.
That's a wolf. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Hey, you know, something you may not know, Scott, but I know because I worked with Debbie in this project. We actually put to words the Wizard of Oz books. First three books,
really?
Was it, Debbie?
Yes.
And Debbie was the narrator, and I was like a zillion different characters.
Wow.
Tin Woodsman and everything else. And these are available out there somewhere on the internet. But
I was also the Wicked Witch.
That's right.
No,
yeah, that was typecasting. But we let that slide.
Would you do me a favor and just say, and your little dog too?
And your little dog too.
Oh, that scares me.
I like it.
I'm frightened. And Tim, were you the winged monkey again?
I was. Every weekend, my friend. Every weekend. Ideal Home Furnishings.